Hey guys, it's Sarah. So, I haven't made an audio boom in a while, but I just wanted to make a post. I'm sorry about my voice. I have had a sinus infection for months and it won't leave. Anyway, I was just kind of irritated today. And I wanted to make a post about how stupid these sighted people are that, like, can't get over, like, the fact that there's a dog sitting there. Like, I went to the hospital the other day, and, like, everybody that walked by had a comment, and half the time it was to the dog. It wasn't even to me. They were like, oh, look at that, that's a good boy. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, it shouldn't bug me because I've had a guide dog for so long, but it's annoying. Like, do you really, like, really, like, the dog's not responding to you. He can't talk. Like, you look dumb. Like, okay? And then today, I'm at work, and normally people kind of leave me alone. The people in my pod kind of talk to Pop a little bit and stuff, but they're, like, in my pod. But most of the people just go about their business and whatever. And once in a while, I'll get somebody who will say, you have a really beautiful dog, and I'll say thank you. So this morning, I'm just sitting there, and this lady comes up, and she's like, hey, boy, or something, and she, like, says it in this high-pitched tone and walks away, and I'm like, and she doesn't acknowledge me or anything. She just talks to the dog and walks away. Dog is underneath the chair and doesn't even react. And I'm thinking, like, this is dumb. Like, he probably doesn't even know you're talking to him. And he's probably not even focused on you because he's not supposed to be. Because we were in the break room where I was eating at the table. And it was a normal chair that he is able to go under, down and under. Because we were trained to put our guide dogs down and then, like, under the chair. Unless they can't fit, then they have to go, like, in front or something. But it was, like, a regular, like, plastic chair. And so he was underneath it, and I was sitting on it, and then I had my stuff on the table. And so then at lunch, it was the same way. He was down and under the table. He was, like, under the chair, and I was on the chair, and I was eating my food. First person that walks by, doesn't acknowledge me at all, walks by and says, oh, what a good boy, such a good doggy, and I'm just like, and they keep walking, and I'm just like, what the hell, like, you're retarded, and I don't say anything, but I'm just like, okay, whatever, like, yeah, okay. So then, like, towards the end of my lunch break, I don't know if these are new people or what, because nobody ever does this at work. Like, everyone just kind of leaves me alone. They say hi to me sometimes, but that's, like, it. So, I don't know what's going on. So then, the second time, I'm sitting there, and this lady walks by. This other lady doesn't acknowledge me, doesn't say hi to me, doesn't say anything, walks past in a really high-pitched voice, goes, hi, buddy! Like, super excited, and I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, like, the dog cannot say hi back to you. He's not gonna do that. What's the deal? I mean, he can't talk. You didn't ask me anything, so I'm not gonna talk for him and say, oh, hi. And so that's dumb. Of course, he's underneath the chair. Doesn't even focus on her. Probably thinks, what is this lady doing? Have no idea. But, yeah, it was super awkward. And people keep doing that to me. And it's like, it shouldn't be annoying, but it should be something I ignore. But it's so stupid and annoying. I just want to be like, are you dumb? Like, the dog is not focused on you. He's not going to respond to you. Saying hi, buddy, to a working dog that you're passing and not even petting is stupid. Like, that's dumb, okay? And at first, I was really nervous because, like, some dogs can be really excitable. Like, there's different kinds of dogs. Some dogs, it takes a lot to get excited. But some dogs, you could just go like, you're a good boy. And they're like off the walls excited. And my dog's calmed down a lot from that. But when I first got him as a guide dog, and he was very excitable. So like if I came home and I didn't bring him somewhere, and I came home and I was like, hi, buddy, what's up? He would flip out because, like, he's the kind of dog where a little bit of excitement was, like, this huge deal. And, oh, my God, she's excited. And he thought we were going to play and do all this stuff. And so I was kind of nervous, but he just sat there under the chair and didn't pay much attention to the lady, didn't move. So, yeah, I don't know why that seems, like, so irritating, but I'm just like, these people are so stupid. Like, I feel bad because, like, I'm sure they don't know any better, and the dog's not reacting. Technically, he's working, but, like, if I'm sitting somewhere or I'm standing somewhere and I'm not actively walking down the hallway and asking him to do something, sometimes I will let people interact. If I'm walking down the hallway, no. And if I am walking down the hallway and somebody says, good boy, yes, I will say something because that is dangerous. But it's so stupid. Like, I was telling somebody today, like, it shouldn't bother me, but it feels horrible. Like, I don't know if I don't know if, like, I have germs or I'm just, like, a nobody, but it feels really degrading in a way because they're not even acknowledging me and he's, like, a part of me. Like, it's dumb. You wouldn't go up to my friend Aaron's in a wheelchair. You wouldn't go up to the wheelchair and say, hi, buddy. Hi, wheelchair. I mean, like, what? Oh, good wheelchair. Like, what? Like, I'm sorry. But, like, I just don't get it. Like, I mean, I get when people will say, like, hi, and then say something to the dog, or you have a really nice dog, or he's being a good boy. I get that. But to not even talk to me and then walk by the dog and excitedly say something really stupid, it's dumb, and it shouldn't be annoying, but it is, because I feel degraded, like, they're so interested in my dog, but I'm, like, nobody. It's, like, I'm not even sitting there, but I am, and it's super dumb, because they just walk by, and they're, like, hi, buddy, you're such a good boy, and it's, like, it's awkward. Like, I don't even know what to say. It's awkward. I don't even say anything. They walk away, and I'm, like, wow, okay, then. That's interesting. Like, it's awkward. And people were doing it at the hospital, too. And it's so annoying. Like, I don't... Like, people have done stuff before. But, like, for some reason, it's just really been getting to me lately. Probably because my mood is really snappy and irritable because of my sinus infection. Because it won't go away and it's really annoying. I really don't know, but it's just, like, it's never bothered me before, but now it's, like, driving me bonkers, like, and usually I go to work, do my job, go through my day, whatever, and nobody bugs me. Like, the people that know me will say hi to me, they'll say hi to Pop, if we're standing in the hallway and they ask me. My security guard, usually when I'm standing by the, thing waiting for the Moby, he'll say hi to Pop and stuff. But, like, I just don't get, like, what's the point? The dog isn't going to talk back and the dog isn't going to respond. He's focused on doing what I told him to do. Like, I don't understand, like, I just don't, what's the point? He's not going to do anything when you say, oh, good boy. Like, you're just talking to yourself, basically, because he